I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Let's get right to it. Today, Harvey Weinstein's phone number is being deleted from hundreds, if not thousands, of telephone contact lists. His email is being deleted. All references to him in a person's journal is being deleted. Any letters you may have written to him or received from him are being deleted. He, in fact, according to the Washington Post, as of yesterday, and many talk shows, is being deleted. And perhaps for very good reason. Meanwhile, while Weinstein is being deleted from the American scene, and his 345 Oscars are probably going to be taken away from him or taken away from the people that he helped win them, the Washington Post has entered into a partnership with Larry Flint. And Flint is the one who you may have heard yesterday on all the talk shows ran the ad in the Washington Post promising $10 million for dirt that could impeach Trump. Larry Flint will pay you $10 million. What you can do with money and the partnerships that you can enter into are incredible. I only hope that somebody would offer $20 million to collect and aggregate all of the great things that Trump has done in his life, perhaps to offset some dirt that might come up that Larry Flint will discover. Now, we know that Flint will be deluged with dirt. And by the way, what does Larry Flint do? How did he make his money? He publishes the filthiest pornographic magazine that I am aware of, only third hand, of course, in the United States of America. It's called Hustler. And if you want to get a good feeling for how Larry Flint feels about women, then go get a copy of Hustler and take a look. The people that are hustling in his Hustler magazine are likely not men. Now, he has a reputation for offering these kinds of publicity stunts, and that's what it is. He has offered $1 million for people to come up with dirt on sexual encounters with members of Congress. In 2007, he offered $1 million through a full-page ad, also in the Washington Post, seeking evidence from anyone who had an illicit sexual encounter with a member of Congress or other government official. He has a way of news gathering that CNN, CNN, and MSNBC haven't even thought of yet, offering exuberant rewards for these kinds of material. And I guess about 20 years ago, he did the same thing that apparently caused a Republican congressman named Bob Livingston to resign. In 2012, Flint dangled a $1 million reward in public, this time for then-Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's tax returns. Now, if you look at the rewards he's offered, it's pretty clear who or what political side he is on. He is on the side of the Clintons, and he has been very popular with the Clintons, donating to their campaign, just like Weinstein, for example. In the Washington Post article, there were pictures of a number of women who had allegedly had sexual encounters with Weinstein, but there was one picture of Hillary and Weinstein, and in that case, apparently, he did not make any sexual encounters to Hillary. But I suspect, without being too humorous, that he and Bill Clinton have had some good laughs. And maybe Bill Clinton and Larry Flint have had some good laughs too. I'm disappointed that if you have enough money, you can run these kinds of ads in the Washington Post. Now, the Post says as long as ads are not illegal or inappropriate, they'll run them. Well, I don't see anything illegal about this ad, but then I don't know the full extent of the law. Is it appropriate? I don't see how it's appropriate to run this kind of ad. It's not a lot different than saying I'll pay $20 million if someone will assassinate him. Okay, I admit it's a leap from dirt that would impeach him to assassinate him. Was there any limit to what somebody with money can do? That's what bothers me the most. There's no limit to what money can do. $10 million for information leading to the impeachment and removal from office of Donald J. Trump. Now, he's never going to pay the $10 million. Why? Because Trump's never going to be impeached. But will he uncover a lot of dirt for free, except for the cost of his ad? Yes, he will. Because the $10 million is conditional upon the information leading to the impeachment. Good. This guy's no dumbbell. He's not going to give you $10 million for coming up with some dirt. He's assuming there's going to be a lot of dirt. He's only going to pay you $10 million if that dirt leads to the impeachment of Donald Trump. Now, I don't know if in the past, when he's run these $1 million reward campaigns, if he's ever paid off. The Washington Post didn't seem to address that issue. To me, that would be important. He's run these ads before. People have sent him information. Has he ever paid off? I don't know. It's an aggressive ad. I don't even know if he has that $10 million to pay off if somebody does it. And I'm pretty sure the Washington Post didn't check on it. They did make the point that there was an email and a telephone number to present the information, but the Washington Post doesn't verify that the $10 million is set aside. And I'm not saying he doesn't have $10 million. I'm just saying, is it set aside in an escrow account for the winner? Now, the Washington Post doesn't talk about how much a full-page ad costs, but I'm going to guess it costs a couple hundred grand. But I'd love to find out if he got a discount for running it in the Washington Post off of their standard rates. We'll never know that because no one will ever tell us that. I'd like to propose a reward of $1 for anyone that can prove or show me information that Larry Flint did not pay the full price for his one-page ad. In fact, I'll go as high as $10. I just don't know how we would ever uncover that. But I'm pretty sure he didn't pay full price for that ad. Why do I say that? I have no evidence that's true. It's just a lack of evidence-based opinion. But I am impressed with the partnership because not only did he get the ad, but he got a nice article by the Washington Post on the ad, on the full page ad. His ad took up a full page, no pictures, just bold alt caps text dominating the top third of the page. Now, the Washington Post article, which came out today, describing the ad as a big picture of Larry Flint. And it looks like he's got a microphone in front of him. And frankly, it looks like he's given testimony in court. But again, that's just me looking at his picture. But think about it. with all the crap going on with Weinstein, and he deserves it, Flint can run these kinds of ads. Flint is certainly no stranger to sexual encounters. I would love to see somebody run a $10 million ad for dirt on Larry Flint's sexual encounters or advances to people in the Hustler magazine. No, I'm not saying he did it. I'm just saying the same things that he's saying about Trump. He said Trump's been around for a long time, and somebody who's been around for a long time and been on this earth has a lot of baggage. So just send me in the baggage that he's carried with him and only the dirt baggage. So let's see. Larry Flint, publisher of Hustler magazine, has been around for a long time too. He must have a lot of baggage, but I can't afford to run the reward. So what's the whole point of this whole discussion? That if you have enough money, it looks like you can do almost anything. I certainly don't think this type of ad, paid for by a person who's made millions and millions of dollars selling pornography to the consumer, should be taken very seriously by him running this ad. It's just an ad that is out there to damage Trump. But wait a minute. Maybe people will start to think that if a pornographic magazine like Larry Flint is trying to get rid of Trump, maybe you're known by your enemies as much as your friends. So I think a good press person can turn this right around and say, Trump has no intention of partnering with Larry Flint or supporting Larry Flint or running ads for Larry Flint like the Washington Post has done. Trump picks different partners, unlike the Washington Post. Which seems to me the Washington Post said, hey, as long as you got the money to cough up for a full-page ad, we'll run pretty much anything you want. We don't want to break the law. But if you want to call Donald Trump name after name after name and encourage people to find out things about him, and I don't know how he'll authenticate all the things he'll find out, more than likely he won't authenticate any of them. He'll just say, here is the information that was turned into me on Trump's dirt from the last 50 years. Unauthenticated, unverified, but dirt. It will be fodder for the MSNBC for the next month. It will be fodder. But I'm disappointed that anyone will give Larry Flint's advertisement a second look. But I did, so I guess other people will too. But I believe that you're known as much by your enemies as your friends. And what better enemy could Donald Trump have than the publisher of one of the most pornographic magazines in the United States, Larry Flint? That's a good enemy for Trump to have. Not because he likes enemies, because it clearly describes the kind of people that want Trump out of office. I hope you get the point here. Don't go out, by the way, and buy Hustler magazine just to find out how pornographic this guy is. But Google him, because he has a lewd history. That's all for today on October the 16th on Monday. That's enough for now, I'm pretty sure. There may be more later on the tax issues of today and the issue of the Iran decertification. But I'll save that for later, because I think the Larry Flint ad is much more fascinating and much more telling about the liberal left, about the Democrats. Somebody should be running a $10 million ad to get rid of Hustler magazine in America. But wait, that's freedom of speech or freedom of print. We can't get rid of pornography, can we? So I guess Larry Flint can run these ads for a long time because I guess he's making a bundle publishing pornographic magazines. That's all for now. Have a great day. Listen in. We're breaking all listening records. Last week was a record 676. I'm getting now about 375 listens a day. And with any luck and any help on your part, I'm going to be over the 1,000 listens mark maybe next week, maybe this week. Have a good day.
I brought to you courtesy.